This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Truly, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the, you know, you got to be part of the conversation as a whole, where I'm just here, all I'm doing is sitting here talking to myself, you know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. And I do, I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. I really do appreciate the time that you spend, you know, there's a chat room, live chat room up on the website, therealside.com. There's also a Facebook feed, correct?
Yeah, okay, it's working.
What's that?
It looks great.
It looks great? Well, thank you. I shaved. Oh, had nothing to do with me. All right, never mind. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I know some of you are going to be very, very, very upset with me this hour. But, you know, we call the show The Real Side for a reason. All right? We always get mad at the left when they don't call out the mistakes that they make. Right? President Obama was a saint to the... Here we go. I jumped right in. Don't you love it? President Obama was a saint to these people. He could do no wrong. They never say anything wrong about him. Never. Maybe some would say that he didn't go far left far enough. But the difference between us and them, the one that we always talk about, is how we tell the truth. We're not afraid to call out our own. Well, but are we? I'm not so sure I agree with some of you. I had some of you ask me today what I was going to say tonight, what I was going to say about President Trump. Well, I'm going to start off this way. I like President Trump. I like what he does. I don't always like how he does it, but I don't always like how my wife does things, my friends, my buddies. We're not going to be 100% in line with somebody 100% of the time. It just doesn't work that way. So once we decide that we're willing to be truthful, once we decide we're willing to be honest, once we... I know, I jumped right in, but hey... It is what it is. So anyway, once we decide that we're really going to be honest about this stuff, then we can be taken seriously. Only then can we be taken seriously. If we're going to stick up for President Trump or anybody else on our side, without questioning or holding their feet to the fire, they were just as bad as the side we've been railing on for years. Are we not? Remember one thing, though, about this. Here's the biggest difference. Those same people who hate Putin, who hate Russia, love Marxism. Right? I mean, you got the shirts on and all, right? The same people who applauded meetings with China, who applauded our relationship with China, keep talking about how bad it is with China, they hate Putin. I'm going somewhere with this, so bear with me for a second. The same people who applauded Obama... Right, when he went to Cuba and all those wonderful things that he did with those Cuban brothers, you know, trying to build a relationship because what we were doing for 50 years wasn't working. Hate Putin. Well, let me explain something to some of you who might be, you know, some of you trolls that are listening waiting to nail me. And maybe even afterward. 45 million Russians Soviets, Russians, whatever, were killed under Marx. 45 million. 60 plus million in China. Under Castro, man, you can't get the numbers right. But let me put it to you this way. The smallest number I found was over 45,000 people were directly killed. They could directly find two witnesses to say that person was killed by the Castro regime. So from 1959 to today, there's been close to 100,000 people have been named. Some confirmed by one, some confirmed by paperwork, you know, I mean, a person who was actually there. Some 30,000 were executed by firing squad, 2,000 extrajudicial assassinations, 5,000 deaths in prison, not because they starved, because they were beat to death. We can go on and on with this, right? They're thinking maybe close to 70,000 may have died trying to flee that little city or that little island. Right? Remember, people are not being shot for coming into this country. We don't shoot people for leaving. But they do in Cuba. Right? They do in North Korea. I mean, all these things that the left wants to embrace. But they don't want to talk about the little stuff, right? The little incidentals that they keep wanting to conveniently forget about. We can keep going on with this, right? When you talk about how many people, again, the highest one I can find, the highest estimate with backup, is that there were 141,000 Cubans killed because of, you know, being politically incorrect in Cuba. That's why you guys don't get it. You young people who think that socialism or communism is the way to go, go live in Cuba. Spend 3 years there, then come back, let's talk. Go to Venezuela, spend a few years there, well, if you can make it through a few years, and then come back here and let's talk. So I'm not listening to anything the left said. The left, it's falling on dead ears with me. Because it's fake outrage. They weren't outraged at anything Obama did, only everything Trump does. However, even with that said, Trump today, I'm sorry, I think he blew it. I think he had an opportunity to make some statements. No, you don't go after Putin. No, you don't sit there and start pounding on him and calling him all kinds. That's not what you do on the world stage, which is exactly what they wanted him to do. But that doesn't fix. We have between the two of us, we have 95% of the world's nukes. And the left wants him to call him out. I love it. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mascina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mascina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, sit down. Stop the dancing. It wasn't that great of a day. Joe Tim, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things that you can do up on the website. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, that you get involved, that you get engaged, that you just do something. Really get irritated with some of you guys that you get involved, you think you got all the answers, you think you got it all together, but you don't. Anyway, I love having her on with me, and I always appreciate the time that she spends with us. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week. Well, she tries to straighten me out and calm me down, but usually I end up making her nuts, right, Kimberly?
Yes. All the time.
Oh, God. So you've been going through the same thing I've been going through today, which is you got all these nuts running off at the mouth, screaming and yelling about how bad Trump is. Now, look, I think he screwed up. I think he could have done better today, all right?
He could have done something different, but what they're saying is just kind of nuts to me.
Well, what are you hearing?
They're just saying he chose Putin over, these are Republicans, by the way, he chose Putin over America. I'm like, where did he do that? Because he said he believes Putin? Should he have instead said, you know what, Putin vehemently denies it, but I think he's a lying liar, and I'm just going to walk away from this summit right now. What would that solve? Granted, Trump could have said things maybe differently, still making it so it's not adversarial, right?
Yeah.
But he's not, it's not the panties in a bunch that people have that they're posing this at. The first thing I did, now mind you, I've been out all day. I didn't get to hear his speech live because I was busy. I looked
you
up.
Mean,
so
mean
where
you're
did
actually
I go?
Working for a living? Is that kind of what you're
yeah.
saying?
Yeah, yeah, I was actually paying my taxes, you know? So I looked up CNN, what they thought were the 21 most disturbing things Trump said in his speech at the press conference. And I was like, I don't understand why most of these are disturbing. Like, most of them were just totally fine. There was nothing wrong with them. And then I saw the one where everybody's saying, oh my God, he believes Putin. Well, what's he going to say?
Yeah, you know what? If you listen to Chuck Schumer, okay, he's screaming that President, ready for this one? President Trump should have gone in there with, you know, guns blazing. He should have had the report in his hand, and he should have thrown it down. And this is Schumer talking, okay? He should have thrown it down on the table and basically said, all right, so what do you got to say about this? You know, your people this, your people that, and you need to do something about it. Well, you know what? These are the same nutballs that went out of their mind when President Reagan was telling Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Remember that conversation?
Yes.
It's just amazing. This righteousness, this fake outrage, it's just amazing
to me. Well, these are the same. Look, this all happened under the Obama administration. What did they do about it? Nothing. Nothing.
Wasn't a big deal, right? I mean, don't be.
Oh, what I saw something on Twitter. I had to go to Twitter right away, of course, too. I saw something on Twitter. Well, they said Obama didn't do anything or say anything because he didn't want to seem political. Are you kidding me? Really? One of the most political partisan hacks we've ever had in the White House. Didn't want to be political? Yeah. Okay.
It just doesn't, just the hypocrisy doesn't stop. But you know what? I was explaining to somebody today, and they had that glazed look on their face. They said, if you're tasked with going in and finding something wrong, you're not tasked with doing the right thing, you're not tasked with trying to find, the positive in something, but you're told to go in and find where those discrepancies in the books are, you're only focused on one thing. Well, it's the same thing here. When these people sit down to talk with Trump or talk to Trump or whatever, they are focused on one thing and one thing only. You agree?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. I just, like I said, first thing I did before the show when I got home is I looked to see what was so outrageous because I'm seeing it on my own, news feed, which is, it's mostly people like us. But I'm seeing outrage. I'm like, what did he do that was so bad? Yeah, he could have done some things a little bit differently, but that's just Trump, how Trump is. We're not, we can all be armchair quarterbacks, but he did not choose Putin over America. I just think that statement is outrageous. Well, anyone who's making it is, they're the lying liars, and they're being ridiculous. I call out Trump when he does or says stupid stuff, and right. I am not that big, I'm not a big fan, but so I'm honest about him. But when he does do something dumb or says something he shouldn't, I say it. But it's not the outrage that people on both the right and left are saying.
No, I agree. But he did look to a degree. He did look unprepared. He did look like he... I really agree with some who say he was kind of set up today. with that news conference or press conference, whatever you want to call it.
With the questions?
Yeah, but not with just with the questions. But, I mean, look, if I was him, if I was the two of them, I would have came up. And I remember, they were behind closed doors for 4.5 hours. You think they were playing cards back there? No, they were working things through. They were trying to get things done. You come out. I don't know about you. You've been in long meetings, right? And you come out, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm wasted, drenched, and I need a nap.
Yep.
So I think it was a bad idea. I also think that he needs to really start paying attention to the people around him when it comes to numbers, when it comes to the reality of the numbers of, you know, how many people, you know what I'm saying, right? I mean, when it comes to the real numbers, the percentages and that kind of thing. Because sometimes he shoots off the cuff and he's wrong, and he's dead wrong. And I think that it kind of takes some credibility away from him, you know?
Yep. No, I agree with you. That hurts him. You can't do that because you're right. You lose credibility. You have to be spot on if you're tossing stuff out like that. You have to be.
Well, good. Glad we agree on a lot of stuff, but I'm glad we agree on that because it's like I appreciate what. And the other thing was they're screaming. They don't want him to meet with Putin. Apparently, they forgot about the other guy, right? Because Putin is such a dictator, such a bad, and he is. He's a bad player. He is just a bad man all the way around. There's no other way to put it. But my God, we had no problem meeting with the Castro brothers. We had no problem meeting with Iran. I mean, we go down a whole list of people that the other guy, I don't even want to use his name anymore, but the other guy
met
with.
That's okay. Come on. Don't you know that's okay as long as the left wants to do it. Don't be silly. Cuba still has political prisoners, and as soon as Obama made that ridiculously horrifying deal.
All right, we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Got a lot to talk about on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Following a one-on-one meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin, Trump told reporters the two leaders discussed a wide range of issues critical to both countries.
A productive dialogue is not only good for the United States and good for Russia, but it is good for the world.
In regard to election meddling, Putin, through an interpreter, said Russia has not and will not interfere in American elections, and said Robert Mueller's indictments of Russian intelligence officials will be looked into.
He can use this treaty as a solid foundation and send an informal, an official request to us so that we would interrogate, we would hold a questioning of these individuals who he believes are privy to some crimes.
At a joint news conference, Putin admitted he wanted Trump to be Clinton, but said there was no collusion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the buy one, get one free special and enter promo code USA.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
I'm Joe Sidney, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for taking the time to be part of the show, being involved with you on the chat room or Facebook Live, whatever you're doing. I do appreciate it so much. And remember, if you haven't listened on your smartphone, which is not a bad thing, we have some great smartphone applications, and you're in an area where your station doesn't carry the show, find their number, call them, and tell them, don't tell them, demand that they carry the show. Say, this is crazy. I'm tired of the car report every night. Give us Joe Messina. It's really that simple. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does at least every week. Well, you know what? I may have to have you on more. Because it's making, somebody has to calm me down. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. But then you come up with these stories that just make me nuts.
Hey, someone send it to me.
Well, you know, later on I'm going to talk about the John Brennan. And, you know, calling Trump, he should be held on high crimes and misdemeanors. Right? This is the same guy who stumbled when they asked him if he ever was with a communist group or voted for a Communist Party candidate. And if you want to know what the answer to that was, people, we'll talk about that in the next hour. But anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, Kim, it just never stops. Seriously. And, you know, we do stories on the show all the time about trans activism or transgenders, the LGBTQ community, but it seems like the same thing going on there. There's not one, there's not two, but there's like three or four or five different levels of reality in that group, isn't there?
Oh, there's way more than that. Way more than that.
I'm trying to be nice here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, anyway. I'm being honest.
Okay. What, I'm lying? Anyway.
No, you're just being fully open.
Well, according to the story that you send me, apparently trans activism is now just misogyny. I love this line. Just misogyny in drag, right? You can identify with anything you want these days, according to this, except as a woman. Consider what happened to British singer Alison Moyet last week on Twitter. She said she didn't want to be known as a cis woman, just as a woman. She said, I defend everyone's right to have the pronoun that they choose and will honor it, she diplomatically said. And then she said, I do not choose cis for mine. Yeah, that's, you know what, that's a good point. I'm not a cis male. I'm just a male. Right?
You didn't choose that gender. You didn't choose that pronoun. You didn't choose that gender.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. The doctor gave that to me. Don't you know that?
Yes. Well, he didn't give you the pronoun of the gender of man. He gave it of male. But it doesn't matter. The point is, we are women. We are actual women. We are not cis women. That is a word made up by trans activists. Quote, in other words, biological males who will never be actual women, who want to be women, so they have to make us less, make us like we're not actual women, so that they can be part of that, you know, trying to make woman as a big umbrella. Well, I'm sorry, as a woman, I'm telling you right now, it's not. And you can try to redefine my gender all you want, you're never going to. Ever.
Yeah, I don't know. We're gonna have a problem with a lot of songs from the 70s, right? I mean, seriously, remember the one from Helen Reddy?
I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar?
Yeah, is that what that was?
Yes.
Come on, everybody have a kumbaya moment? They would probably boycott her now, wouldn't they?
Listen, Joe, for years, women had to fight to get all the same rights and equality as men, right? We had to fight for voting rights. We had to fight to own property. We had to fight all these different things, right?
Right.
And here we are in 2018, and it's biological males who want to take all those rights away.
Just for you. I can do anything. Here she goes. I am strong. I am invincible. Ready? Cis woman. Oh, and it wouldn't sound the same, would it? Okay, anyhow. Well, so, you know, go ahead.
these trans activists are small in number, but they have a lot of big money behind them. Not only are they hurting the LGBT movement, in my opinion, personally, many in the LGBT movement don't believe they even belong in that movement because it's not a sexual orientation, but they're hurting the movement because I was always, and I still am, to those who are not like these hardcore people who just want to basically kill and beat up actual women. They are hurting people who want to sympathize with them, who have always sympathized with them, who would talk to them and call them she and her and whatever they chose. Because it's okay to believe whatever you want to believe. But now they're trying to change our gender. They're turning it around and trying to change what we, as actual women, refer to ourselves as. And look what happened. This woman, perfect statement she made. She even said, I support whatever you want to be, but I am not a cis woman. She's 100% correct. And they brought out the ugly and the disgusting behavior. And all they are doing is turning people totally against them who were previously on their side.
But they don't care. You realize that, right? You realize the fact is that they just don't care. They are so sure that they're right about everything that they do, say, and think, that they really just don't care at all what you think or whether you believe it's because you're just ignorant. You're just an ignorant blankety blank if you don't believe the way they do, right?
But here's the thing, Joe. Here's the thing. If they want to believe whatever they want of themselves, I'm all good with that. You can believe whatever you want of yourself. That's the beauty of this country. Don't force others to believe it via the long arm of the law, number one. And number two, don't tell me what my gender pronoun's going to be because you changed yours. Oh, that's not happening in my world. And there's way more of us than you, sweethearts. Did the head shake with that one.
Yeah. I'm with you on a lot of this stuff. You and I talk about these things all the time. They call us fascists. And if you look at the term for fascists, if you look at what fascists really stand for, they are the dictionary. They are the quintessential dictionary meaning of fascism. Right? When you think about it?
Yes. Yes, they are. Look what they did to her. I mean, they just... destroyed her and beat on her, and she thinks she's reprehensible, and she deleted her comment. So she's a supporter of the LGBT community, but because she chooses not to fall in line with what they want to call her, she's somehow the bad person.
Well, you know, as you just sent me, and I think I've seen this one before, in California, there's a law that went through about 2 years ago where the accomplishments of the LGBTQ community in history need to be called out. They actually need to be highlighted. So they've gone through history books. They've gone through people over the years, and they're calling out the wonderful things that these people have done. They even suggest that Abraham Lincoln was gay because of how much time he spent with his driver. All right?
Okay.
I mean, they wonder why we're saying this is just nuts. It never stops.
Why
right?
Why does who you sleep with have, what does that have to do with your accomplishments? Honestly, what does that have to do with your accomplishments?
Well, you and I both know nothing.
Sleep with that night.
We both know absolutely nothing. But
you know,
they don't
I
see
understand
it that way.
For women, you know, women had to fight, black people had to fight, you know, certain groups actually did, Irish, right? And certain groups actually, yes, they had to fight to get ahead and whatever due to certain times that were in this country. But really, there's been gay people around for how long? Centuries?
Well, yes, but what I don't like...
But you don't know someone's gay
right.
Unless they tell you.
Right, but and that's what I'm saying to you. They are going through people of history, and they are saying because they were this, because they wrote about this, because they did that, that they must have been gay. And I'm thinking, you don't have a right to put that on someone. You don't have a right to put that on people.
They're trying to put the gaydar on people that are dead.
Oh yeah, this is actually going on. So and then you had brought up this. Oh God, where the heck? Oh, the story that was buried on the woman or the transgender. I don't even know. We're going to talk about it on the other side of the break. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit on the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up the break. And Kimberly's going nowhere. Don't worry about it. We got her nailed down.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe. And convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only.
Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being, just really, truly being part of the conversation. And if you head up to the website, you can, there's a live chat room going on there, there's a live feed going on Facebook, there's a gazillion ways for you to get involved in the conversation, and you should get involved in the conversation. You know, one of my favorite things used to be, don't just sit there on a couch drooling all over yourself. Get up and do something. Anyway, Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, to kind of get things rolling, get things going. And Kimberly, yeah, it was my favorite thing. Actually, I used to say it so much that somebody actually sent me a bottle of doggy drool. To kind of,
oh, that's hilarious. I can send you some from Tank.
Please don't.
Fresh doggy drool.
I've got a whole bottle I haven't been through yet, so you'll just have to wait. Oh, God.
No, that is a good one. It's get up off the couch. Do what you can. Don't just veg out. I know people, everybody needs to relax. I agree 100%. But you got to get out and try to help fight against the bad people, quote-unquote, as often as you can.
Well, yeah, you've got to let your voice be heard. You've got, you know, people say, well, why bother? We don't win. Well, look at, you can look at this a million ways, any way you want to. If you really think that your voice doesn't matter and you don't win, let me see, you got President Trump, you've got the Senate that has, that's controlled by a spineless Republican, by spineless Republicans. You've got a Congress that's controlled by spineless Republicans. We took 36 governorships, 39 state houses. So don't say your voice doesn't count.
But how many are, because I know New Hampshire's Senate and Congress and governor's office are held by spineless Republicans as well. So this is, no, but this is, my point is, this is why, and there's, mind you, there's good ones in New Hampshire. So if any of them are listening, you know who you are. This is why people need to pay attention and let their voice be heard, because you really make a bigger difference at the local level, mm-hmm. where most of the laws against you taking away your freedom actually happen. Those don't happen as much at the federal level, other than taking your money and wasting it on stupid things like shrimp on a treadmill. But the local level is where they take away your freedom, where they put laws into place that affect every single one of you. That's where you need to get involved.
All right, for those of you who forgot, let me re-enlighten you for something that might have been sleeping a while back.
My wife's like this. Yeah. My wife and I are both awesome.
Yeah, that was great. So here you have, what was his name, Medvedev, and you had President Oblamo, and he's telling, now nobody on the left ever questioned this, right? I'll have more, tell Vlad, my buddy, didn't say tell President Putin, he says tell Vlad that I'll have much more flexibility after the election, because we already have it in the bag, we know I'm already going to win, and then Vlad can have whatever he wants to. It's not a problem for me, as long as I get my money later on.
Is that before or after he got the uranium?
I don't know.
But seriously, that's okay. That's ignored. I mean, people did say, be up in arms about that, but nobody understood exactly what it meant.
You're right. But did anybody ask him? Did anybody say to him, hey, what did you mean by that comment? No, because you're a bunch of cowards.
Yep.
Nobody questioned him to the level that they've been questioning. Trump has been pressured and questioned more in 18 months than that guy was questioned in 8 years.
Right. Of course. Are you kidding me? Anytime Trump breathes, the left has a fit. I mean, again, we talk about this all the time. It's going on 2 years now, kids. Stop. You know, move on. Work on getting your candidates elected, even though they have nothing to offer the American people. And just get him when he does do something stupid. I'm all good with that, because I do too. You know?
No, I said, look, I said it today, and I know some got upset with me, but I said, look, here's the deal. We get mad at the left When they don't do what they're supposed to be doing, right? When they don't call out their own, we get mad at them. So if that's the case, if we want to be upright, if we want to be those people, then what we need to do, we also need to call out our own. When they're off, absolutely. When they do the wrong thing, we need to call them out as well, correct?
Yep, absolutely. You have to. No one should get away with saying something or doing something that's wrong or maybe not appropriate or whatever. No one's up on a pedestal so high. And I know Trump is to some people, just like Obama was to some people. No politician ever should be put on a pedestal. Ever. They are regular people just like you and I, only they probably have way more skeletons in the closet. Well, maybe not than me. But anyway, You can't put people like this up on a pedestal. They work for us. All of these people work for us. So you have to hold them accountable. If we don't, who's going to? Certainly not the media.
Well, no. As you brought up earlier, which is a true statement here, you have the story about the transgender that went on a hacking spree, and I'm not talking about computers, right?
Nope. Hacked up two people.
Yeah.
In Australia. This is in Australia, by the way. She hacked up people. I think she threw an axe at, hit one person with an axe in her head. And the story is horrifying in itself, right? Axe murder. The thing that's getting blocked out is that she's using, as part of the reason that she probably or possibly did this, was because she was taking hormones and drugs as a transgender woman after she got surgery. So the drugs and all these other things she was taking, she's claiming, affected her mind, and that's one of the reasons that caused her to do this. But no one's talking about that. It's buried in the paragraphs way, 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 way below.
Well, you see, I started to tell you that we were doing it here at in California. What they did was they said, you now have to include the positive achievements, not the negative stuff, only the positive stuff of the gay and lesbian and transgender communities. And they got mad at me because I said, okay, so if we can't speak to the negatives, because every group has negatives, if we can't speak to the negatives, then I want all the inferences to the mafia and Italians removed from all the history books.
Nice.
Wouldn't that be fair? I mean, everybody already, because of the history books, everybody already thinks that my family's in the mafia. Because that's the way you've painted it. Not me. You. Right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, yeah, people have preconceived notions about certain
preconceived people. Notions. Yeah, right.
I can't even think of the word I'm using. Certain groups.
Right.
Based on what we've read or what we've heard, and whether it's right or wrong, the truth about everything, good, bad, and ugly, should be told if you're going to talk about history.
Yeah.
You can't just pick and choose the history you want to talk about. That's Howard Zinn-ish. He only wants Howard Zinn, the progressive left-winger, who's wrote books that are being taught to children in our public schools about U.S. history. He doesn't talk about the good things that some of these people have done. He only talks about the bad. You should see one of the books. I bought one of his books that is taught in Chicago schools intentionally to see what bad things they're teaching, and it's terrible. It's horrible. So this is what kids are learning. These are the preconceived notions they're going to have, and other ones based on their parents or television or the news. And it's wrong.
No, but it goes back to everything we've all been talking about for a period of time, which is this. When do you get off your butt? When do we, as conservatives, as whatever we are, whatever we claim to be, when do we start getting off our butts and really taking back, getting involved in the school boards, getting involved in the water boards, getting involved at the city council levels? Because I hear people complaining. But as you giggled about earlier, when I say get off the couch, stop drooling all over yourself, and do something, I mean do something. What is wrong with you people?
So part of that, you're right, and I see people doing that all the time. We're going to see a huge infusion of left-wing money in local elections around the whole country this year because they want to try to take back the local level, which they pretty much lost, except for at school board levels and things like that. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort. People need to be supported. It's not just I'm going to do this thing. You need a team. You need people to support you and want to help you through this. And get people on board to do that. You know, or if you don't want to run, show up and cause trouble. And I don't mean cause trouble in a bad way.
I don't mean cause trouble in a bad way. All right.
Question everything, everybody. Question everything.
Except for me and her. Tell people where to find you.
Don't do that.
All right, come on, quick. Where do they find you?
ConservativeIND on Twitter, New Hampshire Political Buzz, and GranitRock.com.
All right, perfect. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up, a lot more I want to talk about. John Brennan, isn't he also a traitor based on what he called President Obama? We'll be back in a few minutes.